It's Friday, March 27th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. According to newly released data, Allen County's population grew by more than 3,000 from 2024 to 2025. Elected officials across central Indiana are raising concerns about a proposal to discharge water from an industrial district in Lebanon to Indianapolis, including into the Eagle Creek Reservoir. And a renewed federal order is keeping two aging Indiana coal plants running months after their planned retirement, and utilities say the price tag is quickly climbing into the hundreds of millions. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. According to newly released data, Allen County's population grew by more than 3,000 from 2024 to 2025. That brings the population of Indiana's third largest county up above 400,000 residents to 402,329. And at an increase of more than 4%, it puts Allen County in the top three counties for population growth in the state. That's according to U.S. Census data reported by the Community Research Institute at Purdue University, Fort Wayne. Indiana's overall population growth in that same window of 2024 to 2025 was just under 3%. Huntington County saw the next largest population increase in the area, with the addition of 259 residents, according to census data. In Northeast Indiana, Noble County lost population. Census numbers show a decline of 9 residents over that calendar year. Elected officials across central Indiana are raising concerns about a proposal to discharge water from an industrial district in Lebanon to Indianapolis, including into the Eagle Creek Reservoir. WFYI's Farah Anderson has more.
The Leap District is a 10,000-acre site in Lebanon that's being developed into a massive industrial park, including a data center. The project is drawing criticism over its impact on water. It could require millions of gallons per day to be taken from Eagle Creek Reservoir and nearby aquifers. State Representative Cherish Pryor, who represents parts of Indianapolis, is calling for the project to be re-examined, citing what she calls immense secrecy and detrimental environmental impact. She's now joined by more than 20 members of the Indianapolis City County Council who say they can't support the project in its current form. I'm Farah Anderson in Indianapolis.
A renewed federal order is keeping two aging Indiana coal plants running months after their planned retirement, and utilities say the price tag is quickly climbing into the hundreds of millions. The Indiana Capital Chronicle reports that the U.S. Department of Energy this week issued new emergency orders for Indiana utilities. It requires NIPSCO and CenterPoint Energy to continue operating its coal units through at least June 21st. That extends an initial 90-day order issued in late December. The power companies had planned to retire the units at the end of 2025. This week, utility officials told state regulators that complying with the orders is already proving to be costly. CenterPoint Energy President Michael Roeder said it's averaging a daily operation cost of $1.2 million for its coal unit. Federal officials have argued the move is necessary to avoid potential power shortages and maintain grid reliability across the Midwest. Indiana has long relied on coal as a cornerstone of its electricity mix, but utilities have spent years steadily retiring or converting aging units. More news in a moment.
Hi, I'm Curtis L. Chrysler, a professor of English at Purdue University, Fort Wayne, and the current Indiana Poet Laureate. I believe WBOI enriches our local and regional community with vital news and information. It elucidates our government, education, economics, arts, and culture. It presents national and international coverage, enhancing our democracy.
Join Curtis in protecting public radio. Learn how at wboi.org/save. Here's what to know for today. A Libertarian candidate joins a crowded race for Indiana Secretary of State. President Donald Trump issued a number of endorsements this week for Indiana Republican lawmakers and some primary challengers. And Indiana lags behind other states in primary and preventative care, according to a new report. The study comes as a number of providers are worried that legislative changes made this year could further worsen existing problems with healthcare access. That's Who and What for Friday, March 27th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great weekend.